Moton High School was overcrowded and run down in 1951 with no hope for an expansion, so a group of students at the all-black school, led by 16-year-old Barbara Johns, left class and staged a strike.
We truly talk about what happens here in Prince Edward as the birthplace of the modern civil rights movement. This student walkout led to a local court case, which becomes one of the five that will make up Brown v. Board of Education.
Cameron Patterson is the director of the Moton Museum.
Following Brown v. Board, as Virginia goes through this period of massive resistance, Prince Edward County makes the unfortunate decision to close its public schools for 5 years in 1959.
The county reopened their public schools with full integration in 1964, but Patterson said the movement could be a utility to navigate ongoing racial inequality in 2021.
And it really is a powerful story of students that use the tools around them to help to create change, whether it's through the legal system, whether it's through the way they organized, through their advocacy efforts, etc.
To learn more, visit Moton, M-O-T-O-N, museum.org/live. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.